It's a decision no community wants to make. Which schools will it close? Last night, the Quesnel School Board discussed the closure of up to 3 schools in a public meeting. Tony Goulet is the board chair for School District 28, and he joins us this morning with an update. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
Not an easy conversation last night, surely. What was the mood like?
Yeah, there was a packed house. There was, I'm guessing, 300 people at the board meeting. The mood was mixed. Emotions were high. It was a tough decision for the board.
You were faced with a couple of different options, but all of them included up to 3 schools. Before we talk about the decision that was made, what has brought the community of Quesnel to this point?
Well, we the Board of Education hired a Cornerstone Planning Group about a year ago to look at our facilities and look at what we had for capacity and our student enrollment. They provided the Board of Education with a report. We had several community meetings, World Cafes. We had 2 cafes, one early in the year and then one in October. And we talked about what should it look like. Cornerstone came back with 4 options for the board to consider, and each option included 3 schools or 3 closures for the district. And each of those options was reviewed by the board. We went through a process of gathering information, looking at everything that we could do, our whole entire district. We looked at the decline in enrollment we have. We looked at just about everything, our capacities, what our buildings could do, and we got to the 20th last night with a recommendation from Cornerstone to do one of the options. So we put it out there. We gave a presentation on where we are financially, our enrollment, just sort of where we sit and how we're going to make the decision. And then the debate continued, and then the motion was put on the floor that we consider the closure of 3 elementary schools.
And which 3 schools?
The ones for consideration are Parkland, Kersley, and E. Cole Baker.
And so what does that mean in terms of a loss? How many students are currently going to these 3 schools? Do you know?
Oh, man. Not off the top of my head without looking at the numbers, but it's going to affect a number of students. I'm just guessing here in a ballpark of over 400 kids. There's 61, 79, and 100 and some at Baker. So we're pretty close to that.
As I said at the outset, it wasn't a question of if, it's a question of when these schools would have to be closed down given the current numbers in Quesnel. What benefits does a closure of 3 schools present for Quesnel?
For Quesnel, I don't know if it's really a benefit, but it does help with savings for us. I think when we did the numbers and we look at one of the options, I think we're looking at over an $800,000 savings for the district in terms of dollars. It'll be in that range anyways, which helps us because if we go through our budget process, the board is faced, because of declining enrollment and where we sit, with almost between a $500,000 to $1 million deficit coming into the budget season. So this will help us sort of alleviate that.
Where will the French immersion children go? Do you know?
We don't know that yet. We do. What happens now is our policy kicks in, our policy 715, where we'll go through a 60-day consultation process where we will go and meet with each of these communities, each of these schools, and we'll get feedback and we'll get a sense, and then we'll start to decide what that's going to look like.
And that's a six.
I think the 60-day consultation process will lead us into a final decision for the board on March 30th.
So these three schools will very unlikely reopen come September.
That could be. We're going to go through the consultation process, and that might look different. These are only schools that were considered for closure. We're still going to receive public input and feedback from people, and we're going to go through the process and see what does that look like. Is that going to work? Is that even feasible? We're going to now start the actual work of how what it's going to look like and how we're going to proceed.
Tony, hard choices facing you and the staff. I thank you very much for letting us know what happened last night and the next steps.
Well, I thank you. And like I said, we're still in the process, so we'll have more information as time goes by. And the final decision, the final will be March 30th as to what that will look like and where we go from here. And I just want to say that this is going to be one of many decisions, I think, looking at numbers and looking at everything that's going to come from the board.
So it's not over yet.
It's not over yet. It's not over yet.
Tony Gallet is board chair for School District 28 in Quesnel. Thank you again for joining us today.
You're welcome, and thank you for having me.
We turn it over to parents, teachers, students in Quesnel. What do you make of the current decision? And how will it change your life in Quesnel? You can let us know on the listener line, 1-866-340-1932. You can email us, daybreaknorth@cbc.ca, or comment via Facebook and Twitter. You can find us at Daybreak North.